10 questions at 10:45. We continue on this morning as we say a hearty good morning to John Heliker of Dominion Lending. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you about yourself?
I'm great, thanks.
Looking forward to having this conversation with you this morning because we have chat with real estate agents like Mark Milley in the past about how things certainly have changed in the way of real estate. Yours is certainly a very interesting story to tell within the COVID-19 pandemic right now as well with Dominion Lending Centers. Tell us about what Dominion Lending is all about and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Dominion Lending is a franchise. I work through Griffin Financial, but I'm much like a realtor, independent of the office, work on my own. Basically, we find clients that need money, whether to purchase, refinance, or renew, build a profile about the client, and then find a bank or a lender who fits that profile. Kind of different than working for one institution. One institution, you got to go out, you find a client that fits the institution's box. I find the client, and then I find an institution that the client fits in with, and they choose to proceed from there.
So certainly must be an interesting time right now for your line of work. We know that obviously real estate has changed in how houses are being shown, or people are checking out possible new properties, or even trying to sell their properties right now. How have you been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic on the mortgage broker side of things?
Yeah, so definitely it's a lot different. The lenders are asking for a lot different type of documentation, more confirmation that people are still on the job and not laid off. We're still able to proceed. It's not that we can't proceed. We just have to, again, find the right lender to fit the customer's profile. Definitely the purchase side of our business has slowed down a little bit. Luckily, I do a lot of refinances, and when people are up for renewal, find new lenders for those people as well. So haven't seen a great slowdown in the volume, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about refinance, but have you found that people have already started to be concerned about being able to make those mortgage payments, maybe being laid off?
Definitely, there's a lot of calls for that. Definitely people are saying, you know, I may be okay today, but I'm not sure where I'm going to be in a month. I want to start pre-planning for some of that. Typically, this time of year, the volumes on refinances are pretty high anyway. People want to borrow money to do some renovations, landscaping, or you know, even to buy the cottage at this time of year, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, to answer your question, yeah, we're seeing a lot of those types of calls.
John Heliker with Dominion Lending. This is 10 Questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. So obviously still up and running. Have you had to change your hours of service at all, or have you just changed how you're working with your customers?
Well, great question. The hours haven't really changed. You know, answer the phone 7 days a week, try to answer anywhere between 8 and 8. The way we're doing business has changed a lot. I used to see a lot of clients at their home or office face-to-face with them. Now a lot of online stuff. We have a fillable application I can email and customer can fill that out and send it back. Collecting documents electronically. Sometimes that becomes more of a challenge. Not everybody has the technology to send what we need when we need it. So there has been some challenges there. The good thing is the lenders are working with us on that type of thing, and they're making it easier for people to borrow money, or as easy as they can, and still be compliant.
So tell me about that, because obviously going to the lenders itself, obviously that would have changed because you know, some of the banks or the financial institutions are certainly changing how they're doing business as well. So that's obviously, I assume, has changed how you have to do business.
Definitely, it has. Definitely it has. We're having to validate a lot more employment with people. Some of the people we had that were getting approved on exceptions, maybe, you know, multiple employers, several, as we have so many people that have two or three part-time jobs. Some of those clients are struggling to get approved. The lenders have adapted some of their policies to allow certain exceptions, but it is tougher for for those types of clients right now.
Chat with John Helker of Dominion Lending. This is 10 Questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. So if I am a potential client, or if I have not never dealt with you before, but I have a home, but I'm concerned about what my options are, how should I contact you, and what will we talk about, and what do I need to know going into that conversation?
Yeah, so, you call me at 705-872-8142 or John Helliker Financial at Gmail. So what we'll talk about is I'll ask you some pretty straightforward questions up front. You know, what's your employment scenario? What's your credit scenario? What do you think the value of your house is? Who do you have a mortgage with, and how much do you owe them? And from those basic questions, we just kind of carry the conversation forward to figure out exactly what you want and how we can get you to the goal. So kind of I figure out where you are, ask you where you want to be, and then draw a map to get you from start to finish.
And obviously, how you have those conversations certainly have changed. Not too many face-to-face meetings right now, I'm sure, but also documentation. Documentation needs to be signed and to be delivered by. How are you dealing with that, and how does that work all virtually right now?
Yeah, we're lucky that a lot of the lenders have adapted and allowed e-signatures and virtual signing. So, again, it's just technology-based. A lot of scan. We still have an old fax machine if we need it, but a lot of scanning documents back and forth is really how it's happening.
Sure, that's obviously one of the key things about trying to keep your customers safe and keep yourself safe as well, is using a lot more technology than maybe you have in the past.
Definitely. I think that's going to be a huge change in our industry, is technology is finally going to be adopted by some of the institutions and some of our partners that maybe weren't as technology based or as accepting of new technology. Some of them are coming out of the dark ages on that, actually.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Have you come across any limitations on what you were able to provide in the past that maybe you can't provide now with our current situation?
Definitely the lenders are asking more questions. Definitely they're not taking as big a risk on certain types of employment scenarios. We haven't run into too many issues on loan to value or the percentage of a value of a home that a lender will lend. That's being very constant, but definitely some changes on what they're looking for income documents and types of income.
You sort of alluded to it there that maybe you're learning some new things about what you could do maybe going forward. Have you come across many others that, go, oh, wait, we never really thought about doing it this way. Maybe we could do that even after this is all behind us.
Definitely that's happening. Everybody's taking a look, whether it's our business, your business, every business right now is looking at how they do business and how they're going to move forward, whether it's with technology. Fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of the banks will look at what they can do to cut costs, and technology will drive some of those decisions.
Certainly. Well, John Helliker of Dominion Lending, where can people find you, my friend?
705-872-8142 or johnhellikerfinancial.com.
Sounds good. John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.